In Jesus' name we pray. Take your seat for a moment. I want you to turn your Bible to John Gospel chapter 2. John chapter 2. And I want you to read verse 11. It reads, "This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and manifested forth his glory, and his disciples believed in him." The background of the story is that Jesus and his disciples were invited to a marriage in Cana of Galilee. And while at the marriage feast, suddenly wine finished there. And then the mother went to him and said, "Son, they've run out of wine." And he tried to tell the mom that, "Look, I'm not here for that." And then the mom turned to the stewards there. He said, "Just listen to whatever he tells you to do and do it." And then he told them to put water in some pots. And after they put water there, he asked them to draw the water out again. And then they took the water. He asked them, "Take it to the governor of the feast." Now when the wine, which has become water that had become wine, got to the governor of the feast, and the governor tasted it, he said, "Wow, this is sweet wine. This is beautiful wine. This is quality wine." And he called the couple. He said, "Wait a minute. Everybody who does wedding, they start with a good quality wine. And now when people are, drunk and they have satisfied themselves, then you bring out the poor quality one. How many of you know that if you go late to a party, you will eat crumbs? You know, the good food everybody has eaten. And in some parties, the leftover is what they will mix together and warm it and serve out to those, the latecomers." He said, "But you have reserved the better one till later." Now, and the Bible now concluded what happened, this beginning of miracles Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested for this glory. To understand what happened here, you need to understand the process of making good wine. You plant grapes, amen? And that takes, once you plant grapes, it takes time for the grapes to mature. When it matures, you take it to the wine press. They press it, you extract it, and then you ferment and all that. And then after making the wine, you now put it in barrels, in cellars, and keep it. Some you can keep as much as 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Now, the longer the wine has stayed, the more expensive it becomes. When you hear vintage, it's something that is expensive, that has stayed for a long time. You can have a bottle like that for $1 million. Amen? Good wine. Praise the Lord. Now, all that process, the process of planting the grape, going to the wine threshing floor, producing the wine, fermenting it, and storing it up to produce the best quality of wine. Jesus compressed all those years into a few minutes. What they should have, maybe in 25 years, what they should have maybe in 10 years, what they should have maybe in 15 years, was delivered in a moment. And that's a miracle. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now there are some of you here, the Lord is going to accelerate the process of his operation in your life. Yeah. That what will take some people 10 years to get, you will get in 10 days. Yeah. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? That is what is called a miracle. A miracle is when God collapses several natural phenomena and gives you what you should get in 10 years, maybe in one moment. Once people get healed, sometimes healing can be a process of recovery of 5 days, 10 days, 1 month, depending on the ailment. But when it's a miracle, it is instant. Bam, it goes. And that's the end of it. That is a miracle. Today, I perceive that the Lord will be doing the miracle of acceleration. Before we begin to pray, I want to talk to you briefly on the grace to catch up in life. The grace to catch up in life. Within the broad spectrum of the grace of God, you have different dimensions and facilities of grace. You have the saving grace. You are saved by grace through faith, not of your own power, but it's the gift of God. That is saving grace. Is given to everybody to be born again. Everybody who is born again has enjoyed that grace. You have maturing grace, growing grace, and in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Second Peter 3:18. Maturing grace. Grace has been given to every Christian, not just to be a baby Christian, but to grow up to maturity. It's maturing grace. If you are not growing, it's because you have received that grace in faith, not because the grace has not been released. Every Christian should grow. Every Christian should mature. And then you have deterring grace. Deterring, to deter you from doing certain things. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. The grace of God that bringeth salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us to say no to ungodliness. So there's a grace that has been given to every Christian to say no to sin. So if you fell into sin, it's not because the grace has not been given, it's because you ignored the grace or you have received it in vain. That is the deterring grace. When Joseph refused to sleep with Potiphar's wife, that is an example of deterring grace. That grace deterred him from doing it. Even though you may say, well, he was disciplined and he decided he was not going to mess his life up, it took grace to be disciplined. There are many people who have been overwhelmed by temptation that they fell into sin. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? So it took grace for Joseph to be disciplined. So there's deterring grace. But also in the scripture, you see grace to catch up in life. And that grace is needed when you are a late starter in life. Or when certain situations of life have slowed you down in the journey of life. Your mates have left you behind. Your junior sister is married with children and you are still praying for a life partner. You need that kind of grace. Grace to catch up. Grace to catch up. Or you didn't start on time, you started late. When everybody were giving it their best shot, you were distracted doing some other things and you didn't start on time. When your eyes opened and you now started and people had gone ahead of you far, and you are saying, how will I ever measure up? There's a facility of grace to catch up in life. Are you hearing what I'm saying to you? There's a facility of grace that what people took 20 years to do, God will help you to accomplish it in 5 years. It's a grace to catch up. And I'm going to show you the example of a man in the Bible. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. We'll read from verse 9. 1 Corinthians 15. We'll read from verse 9. I am the least of all the apostles, that I am not meet to be called an apostle. In other words, I'm a late comer. In other words, when you are ranking apostle, I should be the lowest of the lowest apostle. So he said, I'm the least of the apostles, that I'm not made to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. Why the likes of Peter were doing missionary work, evangelistic work, Paul was busy in Judaism. Not only busy in Judaism, he was busy in radical Judaism. He was persecuting the church and killing Christians. So he considered himself the worst of it all. If you are talking about apostle, this is not the kind of man you want to label as an apostle. Verse 10. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace which was bestowed upon me was not in vain, but I labor more abundantly than they all. In other words, Paul was saying that I excel Peter in the labor of the ministry. I excel Peter in productivity. I excel Peter in impact. He said more than them all. Peter, John, and others. He said, I excel them. He said, yet not I, but the grace of God which was given to me. Historically, Paul was born between 3 and 5 AD. And he died between 63 and 66 AD. Paul met the Lord after about when he was around 30 years of age. In other words, the likes of Peter, James, and John had been in the ministry for 30 years before Paul was born again. They had gone far. And then when Paul started, he concluded by saying, look here, at the end of it all, in terms of productivity, I delivered more than them all. It's there for you in your Bible to see. Look at how many books Paul wrote. Look at how many books Peter wrote. He said, I delivered more than them all. I produced more than them all. I made more impact than them all. He said, because I labored more than them all. He said, yet not I. He said, it's the grace of God which was given to me. So Paul did not only catch up. He also did what? He surpassed them. He excelled them. There's a grace that is given to a man. Maybe because he's a late starter like Paul. Paul was a late starter. He came to the apostleship very, very late. When others were already 30 years in ministry. When the like of Peter were already G.O. Amen. That's when he came to ministry. And then by the time he came and started his own, he looks as if this boy that was killing Christians before, what is he going to make out of his life? And then the grace came on him. And then they began to watch him, began to see impact, began to see acceleration. The same Paul, this Paul, this Paul, this Paul, this Paul. And it got to a point, he and Peter were at par. He said, the same God that was mighty in me, in my apostleship, towards the Gentiles, was mighty in Peter, towards the Jews. And at the end of it all, he excelled Peter. He said, I labored more abundantly. If you read the history, the second most important historical figure of Christianity after Jesus Christ is Paul the Apostle. A grace was given to him to catch up. Not only to catch up, but to excel. I am praying for somebody here today who started late. You started late because of one thing or the other. You didn't enter university on time. You didn't start that business on time. You didn't start that career on time. God's grace will make you to excel. I say God's grace will accelerate your pace. The grace of God will accelerate your progress. The grace of God will give you the edge. The grace of God will take you the distance. In the name of Jesus. And maybe you started early, but you were slowed down by the battles of life. Certain things slowed you down. Maybe iniquity slowed you down. You know, when you play with sin, sin has a way of slowing you down. Sin slows people down. Maybe iniquity slows you down. Maybe you made some mistakes and you are slowed down. Or maybe some devious powers, household wickedness, made life difficult for you and slowed you down. The grace for acceleration is coming your way. I said the grace for acceleration is coming your way. I said the grace for acceleration is coming your way. In the name of Jesus. The reality is that some people have actually been traveling on the slow lane of life. You yourself know that your progress has been very slow. Some have been slowed down by negative circumstances. Some have been slowed down by satanic opposition. You slow you down. You see, when you are flying on an airplane, and then the pilot tells you, we are cruising at an altitude of blah, 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 and we are going to be on a speed of so, so, so. Now, we will be arriving at our destination maybe in 6 hours' time. And then the pilot will now bring in certain factors. He will tell you the headwind is this, the tailwind is this. Amen. The tailwind assists you. The headwind opposes you. When the headwind is more than the tailwind, you will arrive at your destination later than he announced. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? Some people are being opposed by satanic powers that have slowed them down in life. What you should have achieved 5 years ago, you are still trying to achieve it because certain powers are limiting you. I'm praying that as we pray this evening, the power of God will clear your path. The power of God will make way for you. In the name of Jesus. Even if it's your mistakes that slowed you down, when the grace to catch up comes upon you, at the point in time you will look back, the mistakes will no longer matter because God will have accelerated you in the name of Jesus. And for some of you, life has not really been fair. You have tried your best, you have made effort, but life has not been fair to you. For some people, life really has not been fair. And the grace of God can help you to make a difference. Some people are slowed down by idolatrous foundation. You came from a family where they are deep into the occult, into idolatry. It will affect you. And when such things begin to affect you, you just realize that people are making progress and you people have the same qualification. In fact, sometimes you are better than them in terms of qualification, but they are making progress faster than you. You may be experiencing satanic carryover from your roots. And I'm praying that the grace of God will neutralize those powers. In the name of Jesus. Some don't even know what is slowing them down. They just know that I'm being slowed down. Things are not moving the way they should move. They cannot explain it. Something is slowing me down. This is not the way I should be. I should have gone further than this. For that same person, the grace of God will become your difference. Whatever is slowing you down, whatever is delaying you, whatever has caused you to be stagnant, may that power break in the name of Jesus. Whatever power has arrested your progress, may that power break in the name of Jesus. When your juniors have graduated and you are still battling with carryover, you need the grace to catch up. When your junior sister has been married and you are still talking about a life partner, you need the grace to catch up. When your mates that you graduated together are already counting millions and you are still looking for a job, come on, my brother, you need the grace of God to do what? To catch up. I want to show you something in the life of Joseph. We talked extensively about Joseph yesterday, but there's something that happened when Joseph got to Egypt, and then God smiled on him, grace came upon him, and things began to work. And his brothers came, and they said, "Ah, we have met our Joseph," and then Joseph said, "We should come to Egypt." And the father and all the brethren came to Egypt. The Bible did something. The Bible tried to give us the statistics of how many came from Canaan to Egypt. Amen. In Genesis 46 from verse 19 to 21, the Bible began to count one. He said, this is the total that came. He now broke them down. From Reuben has so many children. From this has so many children. That one has so many children. Now when you read to Genesis 46, 19 to 21, you will realize that Benjamin, the junior brother of Joseph, by the time Joseph was just settling down in Egypt to begin to start family life and having children, Benjamin already had 10 children. Is there in your Bible? He already had 10 children. Abu Elio, younger brother, already had 10 children. But he himself was just settling down. Certain powers slowed him down. The attacks of household wickedness, life has been hard, things have been difficult, and then he was like just starting. But do you know what happened? By the time God finished with Joseph, Benjamin, his wife, and all his 10 children began to eat under the roof of Joseph. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? There's somebody here. Those who have mocked you, you will feed them. Oh, you don't hear what I'm saying. I said, those who have mocked you, you will feed them. Those who have laughed, who have put you, who have embarrassed you, who have ridiculed you, you are going to feed them. You will feed their children. You will feed their family. In the name of Jesus. Let me read it to you. I'm not making this up. Genesis 46, please rest read from verse 19. You read it yourself. Sometimes the battle of life can make you a slow arrival at destiny. From verse 19, it said, the sons of Rachel, Jacob's wife, Joseph and Benjamin. Verse 20, unto Joseph in the land of Egypt were born what? Manasseh and Ephraim, which Asenath the daughter of Potipharah, priest of On, bear unto him. And of the sons of Benjamin, begin to count it all. Bela, 1. Bicha, 2. Ashbel, 3. Gera, 4. Naaman, 5. Ahi, 6. Rosh, 7. Muffin, 8. Hupim, 9. And Ard, 10. Your younger brother, your younger brother already had 10 children. And then you are just coming up. You're just getting married and they're just starting. But you see, when the hand of grace comes on you, it does not matter how many people have gone far ahead. God will help you to catch up. You will meet up with them and you will excel them. Joseph got to a point whereby those who have gone ahead of him, all of them came under his roof in Goshen, and he was the one feeding them, taking care of them, nourishing them. I'm praying for somebody. May God put substance in your hand. May God put substance in your hand. May God put resources in your hand. May God put substance in your hand. May God put resources in your hand. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, may God compensate you. May the Lord give you compensation. Compensation for your slow motion. Compensation for your wasted years. In the name of Jesus. Another example of a man who was slowed down in life was David. David was the last child of a family. And then certain things slowed him down. The father didn't like him, probably because of the issues, the circumstances surrounding his birth. The Bible never said anything about his mother. And then, if you put two things together, you read in between the lines, it appears as if the mother was just a woman that the father had a fling with. And things didn't really work out. He accepted the child, and we don't hear about the mother. And the way Jesse treated David showed that he had issue with that boy. Amen. He treated him as just one of those liability, the embarrassment of his life. There are some of you here, your parents look at you as, your family, they treat you like the black sheep of the family. But I realize that God is always interested in the black sheep. When I look at those that we graduated university together, the guys that appear to be the very, very gentle boy, nice guys, they don't quarrel with everybody. It looks as if they are the one that seems to be struggling. The one we call bad boys, grace seemed to settle on them. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? I'm talking about what I have seen practically in life. Not as if God does not bless those who are decent, those who are upright, but somehow where the grace of God is at work, grace seems to go and pick the one that everybody has condemned. The one that they said, look, this one can't amount to anyone. Grace seemed to settle on those ones. Man's reject becomes God's elect. Maybe they have rejected you. Maybe it's because God has elected you. So David was treated like an outcast. The father made him to be caring, tending the sheep of the family, while his brothers were sent to the army of Saul to go and learn military skills. Praise the Lord. But when the hand of grace came upon David, you know the story, David eventually became king. Are you getting it? So the difference came. God accelerated him because grace came upon his life. Praise the Lord. So when life has treated you badly, when things seem not to be working, you don't need to despair. When the grace of God comes upon your life, the grace will settle the score. This grace will balance things out and also give you the edge. Lift your hand to heaven. Say, grace of the Almighty God, amazing grace of God, settle upon my life and make the difference. Say, thou amazing grace of God, settle upon my life and make the difference. Thou amazing grace of God, settle upon my life and make the difference. Let the amazing grace of God make the difference in my life, in the name of Jesus. I'll give you another example before we begin to pray. Another example of a guy that grace settled. Grace shut him up. Grace made him to catch up with those who have gone ahead of him, was the guy called Solomon. Solomon was the product of a relationship between a woman that was not properly married, that was not properly married to David. You know the story of David and Bathsheba and what happened afterwards. So by the time Solomon came into the house of David, he was a latecomer. You already had the big boys like Adonijah and Absalom who were here apparent to the throne. Praise the Lord. Not only that, Solomon, when he was born, appeared to be very moronic. He was the kind of child you would call an imbecile or a moron. He was not intelligent at all. Praise the Lord. So everybody looked down on Solomon. Nobody expected him to become anything at all. Amen. The odds were seriously against him. And that informs what happened when God appeared to Solomon for the first time and said, "What do you want?" The guy said, "I want to be intelligent." That's because that was his problem. Amen. "I want wisdom." He must have been ridiculed for his moronic tendencies. And then God gave him wisdom and the hand of grace came upon him. And you know the rest is history. Solomon became king. His senior brother, Adonijah, Absalom. The Bible said Absalom was not just handsome, he was beautiful. Absalom had position, he had aesthetics, he had charisma, he had everything. But grace did not select him. Are you getting it? Adonijah also, that was the firstborn, had the position by birthright. He was not selected. There were other boys there, but God went for Solomon, the one that had moronic tendencies. And he was wise enough when he met God. He said, "What do you want?" "I want to be wise. I'm not intelligent. Everybody call me foolish. Everybody call me mumu. Lord, just give me wisdom." Amen. And God said, "Because you have asked for this, I will add riches, I will add this, I will add that, I will add that, I will add that." And then Solomon became king in Israel and the richest king that ever lived in Israel. Grace settled on him. I'd like you to rise on your feet. When the hand of grace comes on you, it accelerates things for you. When the hand of grace comes on you, it collapses years for you. When the hand of grace comes on you, it makes things to happen for you quickly than it will normally happen. In 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 44 to 46, the Bible said Elijah told Ahab, he said, "Get on your chariots, it's about to rain, and run into Jezreel." Praise the Lord. And while he did that, the Bible said the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah. Ahab had gone ahead of him, but the hand of the Lord came upon Elijah and he outran Ahab into Jezreel. That's what happened when the hand of grace comes on you. I want you to pray for yourself. Say, "Lord, let your hand of grace rest on me. Let your hand of grace make the difference in my life. Let your hand of grace sort out my life." I want you to talk to the Lord right now. Let your mighty hand of grace rest on me. Let your mighty hand of grace sort me out. Let your mighty hand of grace make the difference. Ask God for grace to discover and to recover. Grace to discover and to recover. Grace for acceleration. Grace for divine compensation. Receive deliverance from delay and slow motion in life. Decree that your destiny will no longer be arrested. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, "Father, from today, let my life be driven and be powered by your grace." Go ahead and talk to him. Let every aspect of my life be driven and be powered by your grace. Let my destiny be driven and be powered by your grace. Let the grace of God accelerate my life, accelerate my destiny. Let the grace of God move me forward. the name of Jesus. Choir, are you there? Than on it. It is not an ordinary name, it's the name that's full of power and grace. Let's take that song together. The name
of Jesus, of Jesus.
One of the definition of grace is simply what Jesus has finished. Amen. Grace is what Jesus finished on the cross, and he now tells you, receive it by faith. That's what grace is. Jesus finished it on the cross and now says, receive it by grace. Now the truth is this: every battle you are facing now, everything you call problem now, has been settled on the cross. Whether deliverance, whether healing, whether breakthrough, whether restoration, was settled at the cross. So all you need is to just receive it by faith. That's what grace is. That's why I say you are saved by faith, I mean by grace, through faith. Grace saves you, but you exercise faith. So Whatever issue you are here with today, I want you to see that it's been finished, settled on the cross. And whatever Christ has not finished, whatever Christ has finished can no longer finish you. Are you getting what I'm saying? If Christ finished it, he can no longer finish you. I'd like you to lift up your right hand. Say, I decree every battle confronting me now is settled. I declare them finished. In the name of Jesus, I speak to you, you are finished. Illness, you are finished. Bondage, you are finished. Oppression, you are finished. Satan, you are finished. Go ahead and declare it. You are finished. 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 Barrenness finished. Delay finished. Inability to get a spouse finished. Oppression finished. Affliction finished. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, in the name of Jesus, I finish any power that wants to finish me. I finish you now. Go ahead and declare it. Any power that wants to finish me, I finish you in the name of Jesus. By the victory of Calvary, I finish that power. The serpent that wants to finish me, I finish that power. Right now, I finish that power. The witchcraft contending with my life, I finish you now. Command that serpent power to die. I 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 command that serpent power to die. Confusion of the mind to end now in the name of Jesus. Let that confusion depart. In Jesus' name we pray. So we say, my star must rise. Therefore, I break free from any power that may be holding me down. My star must rise. Therefore, I break loose from every power that may be holding me down. Go ahead and pray for yourself. I break loose from whatever is tying me down, from whatever is holding me down. I break loose. I break loose. I break loose now. I walk out into my freedom.
I walk out of captivity, I walk out of oppression, I walk out of the cage. Oppression of the mind, I command you to go in the name of Jesus. Jump out, 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 jump out now. Arrows of the hand, get out in the name of Jesus. Oppression of the hand, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Affliction of the hand, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, 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 listen. You see, when you talk about captivity, captivity are localized in different parts of the animal. Career is in the hand. Issues that has to do with finances in the hand. You collect money with your hand, you spend money with your hand, you work with your hands. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? So when there's an oppression on your hand, it affects your finance, it affects your professional life, it affects your business. That's why we're praying that prayer. You know, there's a pastor, one of our pastors. We were running a deliverance session on a Wednesday like this. And he said, brethren, we were pastors. He said, brethren, please pray for me. I'm under heavy financial siege. And then we held down there and prayed for him. While we prayed there, a black rope dropped from his hand physically. We saw it on the floor. A black rope dropped from his hand physically. We saw it. That was what they used to tie his finances. Drop from his hand. Another lady who had difficulty getting married. We began to pray for her. Kola nuts, about 5, dropped from her private part. Things that has to do with marriage are localized, the womb region and the feet region. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? So when you talk about deliverance, demons have areas in the anatomy that they lodge themselves and they hide. Insanity, you know, is in the brain. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? So this prayer, you're going to take it again, because some things will leave that hand. That hand that couldn't make money or must begin to make money. That hand that cannot write exam and pass must pass the exam. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? Say, every arrow fired into my hand, as I clap my hand, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Failure, jump out. Covenant of poverty, jump out. Jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out and go. In that hand, let the fire of God burn in that hand. Let the fire of God burn in that hand. Let the fire of God burn in that hand. Let the fire of God burn in that hand. There's a power of God there. Let the fire of God burn in that hand.
Amen. Raise those hands up. My God. Now I decree, whatever good this hand could not receive before, right now, in the name of Jesus, receive, 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 receive. Those of you that they took something from you, every loss that you have suffered through those hands, I command the restoration. 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 You will shout seven amen now. Listen. As you shout that seven amen, those who took that thing away from you, they are returning it now. That's right. Put your hand on your waist. Say, whatever is tying me down, break by fire. Listen, a pastor, you know them now. I won't mention the name. A pastor in our ministry is a consultant in usage. But before he passed his exam to become a consultant, he had some challenges. And then we began to pray like this. And while we were praying, I look at the belt he was wearing. I now stop praying. I said, "Oga, this belt you are wearing, where did you get it from?" He said, "I inherited it from my father." I said, "Can we do something? Me, I want to stop praying. Can you remove this belt and give it to me? I will keep it. Go and do the exam if you still need the belt after you come back." So I collected the belt from him and I said, "Go and do your exam." He passed. He didn't come back for the belt. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? I don't know what they are using to tie you, to limit you. I don't know what the enemy is using as a point of contact to limit your destiny. That thing must break by fire. I said it must break by fire. I said must break by fire. I said must break by fire. I said must break by fire. Say power of stagnation. In the name of Jesus, right now, break by fire. Break by fire. Break, break. Command it to break. Yes, break loose now. In Jesus' name we pray. Leave one hand on your waist, stretch the other onto the altar. I take authority against every power that has been assigned to keep you on the same spot. The powers that have said you will not go beyond a particular distance. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I command them to vacate your life. I command them to vacate your life. I command them to go. 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 I command them to go now. Lift that hands, the two hands up. Father, I ask that you take hold of these hands and lift them up. All the powers that has kept you grounded, I command them to release you now.
Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Release them now. Let the hand of the Lord lift you up. Let the Lord himself lift you up. Let the Lord himself lift you up. Let the Lord himself lift you up. In the name of Jesus. Lay your right hand on your head. Say, strange powers. My head refused to be your habitation. Whoever you are, right now, jump out, jump out, jump out, jump out. Pray for yourself. Backlock, jump out. Backlock, jump out. Rejection, jump out. Shame, jump out. Jesus, lift the hand there as I pray. I take authority against every battle raging against your destiny, every battle raging against your head, against your glory, against your star. I command them to shift their base. 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 I command them to shift. I command them to go. Wave those hands to heaven again. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. We are making progress. We are making progress. We are making progress. Say with me, say, I decree liberty, total freedom in every department of my life right now in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and make that decree. I decree liberty. I decree total freedom. In every department of my life, right now, in the name of Jesus, I decree liberty from slavery. Liberty from slavery. Liberty from servitude. I decree liberty. Liberty, liberty, liberty from every form of slavery. Liberty from every form of limitation. I decree freedom, total freedom in every department of my life. In Jesus' name we pray. I don't know who the first person is. There's a strange rat in your house. It's a strange rat. It's not an ordinary rat. The hammer of the Lord is killing that rat now. The hammer of the Lord is killing that rat now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The power of God is on somebody's leg now. I don't know what is wrong with that leg. The power of God is healing that leg now. The power of God is healing that leg now. Somebody with an eye problem has been healed already right now. In the name of Jesus. My God, my God. Lift your hand to heaven and wave it to heaven. My God, my God, my God, my God. That eye has been healed. That leg has been healed in the name of Jesus Christ. There's a pregnant woman here. I don't know who that person is. The Lord is doing a work in your womb now. In the name of Jesus Christ. What they intend will happen will not happen. God is sorting you out now because you are here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Wave those hands to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something is leaving somebody's face in the area of the nostrils. Something is going out there. The power of God is working on that area. Something is being taken out of that place. In the face, in the area of the nostrils. Something is being taken out there right now. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We celebrate you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name. Please, you have a problem in the chest region. I don't know what it is. Lay your hand there. There's a problem in the chest region. Just lay your hand. I want to pray for you. Thank you, Lord. I take authority against whatever is in that chest region. Is it an affliction? Is it a pain? Is it an oppression? Whatever it is, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke it and I command it to go. I command that pain to go. I command that affliction to go. I command that oppression to go. I command that arrow to go. Is it a heart condition? I command that you be healed now. The chest condition be healed now. The lung condition be healed now. The liver condition be healed now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise. You have an issue with your head, lay your hand there. I want to pray now. Thank you, Jesus. I take authority against every oppression of the head, affliction of the head, whatever is there, migraine headaches, strain headache, all kind of manipulation. I rebuke that power now. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. I command that you be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed in that head. Be healed in that head. Be healed in that head. Be healed in that head now. In the name of Jesus. I don't know who that person is. There's an issue with your leg. Lay your hand upon that leg right now. I'd like to pray. There's an issue with your leg. Lay your hand upon that leg right now. I want to pray. Thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. I give you praise. I command that affliction to go. That pain to go. Arthritis, I evict you from that leg. I command it to go in the name of Jesus. Arthritis, come out of that leg. That pain, come out. That affliction, come out. In the name of Jesus, I command that leg to be healed. I command it 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 to be healed. In the name of Jesus. I still feel that somebody has something has to do with your brain. I don't know what it is. Please lay your hand there. Something has to do with your brain. I want to pray. I don't know. Something has to do with your brain. Maybe doctors told you before it's an issue with the brain. I take authority over that thing right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the healing power of God to enter that head and liberate you now. Be healed in Jesus' name. I rebuke that affliction. I command it to clear. I command it to pass out of your body in the name of Jesus. Be made well. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. I give you praise. Raise your hand up and just jubilate before the Lord. Jubilate. If you can jump, begin to jump before the Lord and just celebrate the Almighty God. I give you thanks. We give him praise. If you can jump, jump before the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Especially those of you with leg issues, jump before the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We celebrate you. To you be all the glory. To you be all the praise. I'm seeing somebody here with an ear issue. There's an issue in your eardrum. Please lay your hand there now. Somebody, there's an issue in your ear area, your eardrums, in your ears. Just lay your hand there now as I pray. I take authority over that ear right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I command the healing power of God to enter that ear. Let that ear be healed now. Whatever is wrong with that ear, I command it to go. I command it to pass out of your body. In the name of Jesus, be made well. From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, be healed now. Especially in that ear, be healed now. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I'd like you to check that part of the body that we have prayed upon now. I want you to check it and see what the Lord has done. If there was pain there before, press it now and see whether the pain is gone. See what the Lord has done. If you couldn't move the leg before, move it now. You couldn't bend, bend it now. You couldn't twist, twist now. Check that part of the body to see what the Lord has done. Jesus is the Lord. Check it, check it, check it, check it now.
Thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. We bless you. We celebrate you. As you check it, listen to me. As you check it, if you can see a change in your body, just raise your hand up. Let me see. You can see a change. There's a difference. Thank you, madam. Thank you. There's a change. Thank you, brother. There's a change. Thank you, brother. There's a change in that body. Check it. Check it. Check it. There's a change in that body, that part of the body where we pray. If you can see a change there, just raise your hand. Let me see you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now come to the front. Come, come. I want to see you. Come. Come, come. You can see a change in that part of the body. Just come to the front here. I'd like to see you. I want to know what the Lord has done for you. But come, 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 come. Oh, thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise. Keep checking your body. The power of God is still here. Check. The power of God is still here. I give you praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to Jesus. What happened to you, brother?
I've been headache. Headache.
Since when?
Since Monday.
Since Monday. Today is what? Saturday. 1 week. So what happened to the headache?
I just got the deliverance now.
You just got your deliverance now. Hold on, hold on. Where is the headache now?
I can't find it anymore.
You can't find it anymore. It's not there again. Do this. Do this. Can you feel it?
No.
Can you feel it?
No.
You can't feel it again. So where is it going to?
God knows.
Jesus took it away. Let's give the Lord a round of applause. Hallelujah to Jesus. What happened to you, sister?
I had headache this afternoon because I did a lot of stuff and I overstressed myself and my waist was paining me heavily in the morning and it's all gone. Glory to God.
It's all gone. You are sure? Check it again. Wow.
What happened to it?
It is gone, sir.
Hallelujah. Let's give it to the Lord Jesus. It's all gone, madam. What about you?
I had this headache over a month ago, but anytime we pray, it will go, then it will come back. Then this afternoon, as we are praying, I can't feel it again. And then when I was bathing sometimes about 3 weeks ago, and water entered into my ear, and I couldn't hear properly. As we were praying, the thing also went, and also my eye also.
Hold on, three more. No, come, let's hear you. Now, your head, your ears, and your eye. What happened to the eye?
This left eye. Anytime the headache comes, I feel this deep pain in my eye here, this eye. Okay. Everything, the three, all of them are okay now.
The headache, the eyes, the hair, all, wow. 3-1 Jesus. Let's celebrate the Lord. Hallelujah. Come, what happened to you?
My chest. I've been feeling pain for the past 3 years. But anytime I'm breathing, I feel the pain. But when you said we should check, I checked and I'm not feeling the pain.
Wow. 3 years, pain in the chest. Have you seen a doctor?
What did the doctor say?
They gave me drugs to take, but none work.
Did not work. And now the pain is no longer there. You are
very sure.
It's gone. Let's celebrate Jesus. Come, brother, what happened to you?
Since that was last year, June, it's from the back of my head to the front. So the way I know it's still there is that it's always just this slight pain, but it doesn't come. But whenever I start, if I've read for a while, so I went to the hospital, the doctor said maybe it was my eye, that maybe they will give me glasses or something, and that maybe it was malaria. They treated me for malaria. But I've been praying about it. I've been going to go, to come back, and then there's always this small slight pain in my head. So, but when I were praying, I just had faith. When you were saying that the brain, and you were talking about the eye also, the head, I just had faith. And by the time I checked it for that small slight pain that is usually there, whenever I like close my eyes, I always feel it from the back of my head, that had already gone by God's grace.
Yeah, come. Now, what you used to do that you feel the pain, do it now.
How do you feel?
I don't feel any. I just feel normal.
Normal. Wow. Let's celebrate Jesus. Our God is mighty. Brother, what happened to you?
Well, there is this pain I've been feeling in my hand for over 1 week. I can't clap. I can't. Sometimes I want to wear my clothes. I'm struggling. Well, when you said we should be clapping, I noticed that I can clap very well. And I'm not feeling anything.
Where is the pain now?
Gone.
Gone. Just like that. Let's celebrate Jesus. Come. What happened to you?
I had issue with my ear. And
you had issue with what?
My ear.
Come closer. I want to hear you. Yes?
I had issue with my ear and my chest.
Okay.
But then when you asked us to check it, nothing.
Come. What was the issue with your hair?
I don't hear very well. And if there's noise anywhere, I get sharp pains. And I'm here and you're using the microphone and it's not affecting me, so it's gone.
So you're hearing clearly now. It's not affecting you again. It's gone. Wow. So what happened to the chest?
When I'm nervous or whenever I stress myself, I have pain in the chest. And I'm sure it's gone.
How is the chest now? What do you used to do that you feel pain there?
When I'm nervous and coming outside, I'm a bit nervous. And
yeah, you were looking nervous too. So, but how is your chest now?
It's fine.
Your chest is fine. What of your ears? Also fine.
Yes, sir.
Wow. 2-1. Chest, ears, fine. Let's celebrate Jesus. Come. What about you?
About last week, Monday, so I started feeling pain in my chest. Like, I can't bend down. If I take deep breaths, like, I feel a very sharp pain. So I went to the hospital. They gave me some drugs. But after taking it, I didn't really get what I wanted. But as we were praying, I started taking deep breaths, and I feel fine.
Yeah, take deep breath now. Deep breath. Do it. Let's see. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Perfect.
Perfect. Come on, give it to Jesus. Come. What happened to you?
Oh, for some time now, there has always been a lump in my left eye that whenever I touch it, I feel something moving, like a very small lump. But as we were praying and you were praying about the eyes, I don't know. I didn't even know anything was going to happen. But after the prayer and you said we should check, I started checking. I even had to bring out a mirror to check. Though I still see a small, like, but I can't feel any lump inside again. I can't feel it. It always moves when I touch it or it moves around, but I can't feel it.
How many of you remember when I said God is doing something in the area of the face towards between the bridge of the nose? How many of you remember that? So the Holy Ghost took it out. You can't see the lump again.
I can't feel it. Normally, I would have felt it, but I can't feel anything there.
So where is it going to?
I don't know. God has taken it.
Jesus took it away. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. You know what I'm saying here? An issue about the fruit of the womb is being resolved now. I don't know who that person is. Somebody with an issue of the womb is being resolved. It has to do with the fruit of the womb. You've not been able to get pregnant or you've been having miscarriages. That issue is resolved now. I tell you, the Lord has sorted that issue out. He's sorted out. You will see what will happen from now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Congratulations. Oh, I've not heard you. Have I listened to you? Oh my God, come. What happened to you?
My chest.
What happened to the chest?
I've been the pain since when I was small.
When you were small? But how old was that? You can't remember. How old are you now?
I'm 20 plus.
20 plus. Okay. Let's see. Why are you laughing? Let's say it started when you were 10 or 5. When you were younger than that? Okay, let's say it was around 20 years ago. Would that be correct? Okay. So what happened to you?
No, I'm old. I'm fine.
You are whole now. What did you used to feel before?
I feel pain. Like, I have issues with breath. Like, whenever I'm having the pain, I don't breathe.
Don't breathe well?
Yeah, I don't breathe well.
Breathe well now. Do it again. Do it again. How do you feel?
I feel good.
How?
I feel good.
How do you feel?
I feel good.
You feel good? Where's the pain?
I don't know.
It's gone. Just like that. Since 20 years. Vanished like that. Let's celebrate Jesus. Let's celebrate Jesus. Now I'm seeing something now. Jesus. Oh dear. I don't know who this person is. Check your waist. Something has left there. Check that waist. Something has left there now. I don't know who that person is. Issues with the waist. Something has left there now. Thank you, Jesus. Congratulations. God bless you. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. God bless you. It is permanent in Jesus' name. Congratulations. God bless you. Congratulations. 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 God bless you. Congratulations. 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 Congratulations, ma. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Can I pray for those trusting God for the fruit of the womb? Come here. Or you want to stand in for somebody? Come. I believe the power of God is here to resolve that issue now. Make sure you touch the altar. My God, my God, my God. Just touch the altar and receive it. Say, I receive the fruit of the womb. I receive the grace to be a mother of children. From today, my womb is quickened to produce children. As from today, I become a mother of children. And if you are standing for somebody, you say that person become a mother of children. From today, the yoke of barrenness is destroyed. The yoke of delay in childbearing is destroyed from today. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Somebody is asking for a boy. I can hear your prayer in the spirit. You are asking for a boy. You are receiving that boy right now. Receive that boy right now. Receive that boy right now. Receive that boy right now. That womb is quickened and open for fruitfulness in the name of Jesus. Have as many children as you desire in the name of Jesus. Your breakthrough is here in the name of Jesus. Lehi produce to frim the kin de rich to ali keboria da kayando seto fregedelina masolia reso kumbra kataya zud fregedish tu koperia risha kumbla toze ti fregedenos katalias. Regedo combrodusto uvenende catariste ili camarosca ibracuto combrotuste idefenende kerisha tala gabayasha badoke to combratuste ifinondo sondro menista et de cutucu perike teyado zadu regedoli commandos frane shotike pescoto ligeberiasa arada gada gabaria taria satuli gabadu gababu shotoliasa. I tell you, angels of gynecologists, they are here. Gynecology angels are here right now. Mahado fenendo sudo. Angels that works on wombs, that works on fallopian tubes, that works on ovaries, they are here right now. Ando berende, udo finende, kutu kuperi ketoliasa, rekutu kushke tolige ferianda kasoliga badugo beriasa, mado finande kutu kuperisto aliga manandos, ibregedo kushetoli kabariaso, edegedu kuperiaso toko blegito shetoliasa tikabarias. Once I lay hand on you, just rise, it's gone, it's done, it's settled in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it. receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive as many children as you desire in the name of Jesus. As many children as you desire, receive it in the name of Jesus. That baby boy, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it as many children as you desire, receive it in the name of Jesus. Receive it in the name of Jesus. As many children as you desire, receive it in the name of Jesus. Once I lay hand on you, just rise up. It's done, it's done, it's done. Receive it in the name of Jesus. 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 Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. Oh God. Let's jam our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, I want to pray for those who want to be married, whether by fire or by force. Amen. You just want to be married. You are due for marriage. Or you are an overage single. You are trusting God for a life partner. If you don't mind, please step forward. Yes, you can. You want wife or you want husband? Come. Yes, you can. Jesus likes marriage. His first miracle was at a marriage. Stand on your feet, everybody. Oruko Jesu yito fumi. Oruko Jesu yito fumi. Ajegbo wole lo. Oruko Jesu. Choir. Hold on. Just stay there. Now you in front. You want to tell God you want to be married this year or next year. I want you to talk to God. If you are standing on behalf of somebody, call the name of that person on this altar. A record will be taken of the name of that person here. Pray for correct husband. Pray for correct wife. The one God has ordained for you, your own wife, your own husband. Listen, don't bind. Listen. You see, you are on the altar. Don't bind, don't lose. Just ask. Here, you are not binding, you are not losing. We have done all your binding for you. Just ask. Just ask what you want. Sing this song, and what I will do, I will shake you one after the other, and I will tell you congratulations. Amen. As I shake you one after the other, I will say congratulations, and that's it. You go to your seat. Orebi Jesu Kosila Jesu Listen. Hold on. The inspiration behind that song is this. God will give you a spouse that will be your own friend. Are you getting what I'm saying? The one that will be your friend. You know, research has shown that, hold on, instrumentalist. Research has shown that couples who are friends with each other tend to last more than those who are lovers. That means friendship will outlast love. Love in quotes. Amen. So that's why we're singing that song. And I'll just shake you and I'll say congratulations. Already, choir, over to you. Jesus. Stretch your hands to the altar. Father, we thank you for the time we've had with you. Thank you for all that you have done already. In case there are things you still need to do in this life, Lord, I ask that these hands that are stretched forth right now become the receptacle for the flow of that blessing. I pray that the heart desire that you came here with be granted in Jesus' name. The burden of your heart that you brought to this meeting, let it be resolved on this altar. The problems that you brought here, let it end here. The battles that you brought here, let them end here. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle. 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 Now, I'm being reminded of something now. And this is it. I was in a meeting like this. There was a woman there, the mother of five children. The husband traveled to the U.S. 5 years ago and left her with five children. They had an agreement that the man would travel and then later on bring his family to the U.S. But the man went and forsook them, abandoned her with five children. She was in that service. School fees of the children were due, rent was due, and that was the burden she brought to that meeting. Now the Lord is reminding me of that scenario here. For those who are in a financial tight corner. In that meeting, we prayed just like we prayed here. And in a few days, somebody called her and gave her the money to pay for the five children's school fees, money to pay for the house rent in a meeting like this. Are you getting what I'm saying to you? I feel that the Lord wants to help those who are in financial tight corner. Stretch that hand to me if you belong to that category. Father, you are still the miracle working God. We have seen miracles here tonight. I am asking, Lord, you that did miracles in the health of people, please do miracles in these finances. Lord, I pray for everyone who is at the brink of financial embarrassment. I pray for everyone who is at the brink of financial disgrace. I pray for those who are in financial tight corner. Father, within the next 7 days, let there be a miracle. Let their financial heavens be open. Let somebody remember them and send them help. Let them get a phone call of help. Let them get a text message of help. Let them receive an alert in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let there be a turnaround in your finances. Let the dry season come to an end. Let the dry season come to an end. Let the dry season come to an end. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke scarcity. I rebuke dryness. I rebuke financial embarrassment. I call in financial blessing. I call in financial favor. I call in financial assistance. I call in financial help. Receive it. 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 In the name of Jesus. Put those hands on your head and leave it there for 30 seconds. Let it percolate into your being and affect every department of your life. Embarrassment shall not be your Lord. The door is open. I'm here to tell somebody, the door is open. 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 Oh my God, oh my God. I'm hearing employment too. The door is open. The door is open. The door is open. The door is open for that employment. The door is open for that employment. The door is open for that marriage. The door is open for that marriage. The door is open for that celebration. The door is open. Celebrate the Lord with a clap offering. Hallelujah.